All right, coming up next, we have Tim Pearson with Taranis AG. Tim's going to tell us more about Taranis AG, his background as an agronomist, and how drone technology can help Nebraska agronomists in their jobs. You're listening to Nebraska Agribusiness Association podcast, The Pod. Hi, thank you for joining me today. I have a special guest. We have Tim Pearson. He is the Midwest Regional Sales Manager at Taranis AG. How are you today?
Good.
Thank you for joining us today. Can you tell us more about yourself and your background?
So I've been in retail agronomy for 30 years. I grew up with a dad that managed a co-op in Kansas and was involved with that as soon as I was old enough to hang around the office and run the tender trucks and run the sprayers, and then went to school at K-State and down in Manhattan. And after that, went to work for Senex Land Lakes in Audubon, Iowa for my first on my own adventure. And I was an agronomist there for several years and moved to Nebraska and worked for Cargill Seeds for a couple of years and back to Kansas and was an agronomist back there for another 10 years. And I've been here in Nebraska for the last 10 years, again, as an agronomist until recently, and now I work for Taranis.
How long have you worked for Taranis, and what about drone technology that attracted you to the position?
I started with Taranis in January, and the first time I talked to him about it, I was hooked because of what we do with our drones is something that I've never seen before. And being in ag as long as I had, for something that I had never seen, was mind-blowing, really. And so the more I learned about what the capabilities were, the more I knew I had to do it.
Great. And so do you recommend drone technology to the Nebraska agriculture community, and how will it help people?
So the thing that we do different with our drones from some of the other things that I've seen done, we actually will... And as an agronomist, I had to put this into something I could understand. So I've done tens of thousands of acres of grid sampling over the last however many years. So rather than sampling the soil, what we do is we sample everything above the soil. So as our drones fly, we're taking samples, and that sample is a very high-resolution photograph. And then and it's about 1 to 1.2 samples per acre. So you think about that, we do grid samples on 2.5 acre grids, so we're doubling almost, if not a little bit more than that, the amount of samples that we take in an acre. And once we fly the field, which it takes about 5 minutes to fly an 80, then at night all that data gets uploaded and processed through our AI2 software, which goes through and depending on the crop stage, if it's small and it's corn, cotton, sunflowers, we can count the stand. As the crop year progresses and there's bugs and weeds and nutrient deficiencies and diseases, our software will tag those and attempt to identify. If it can't, we'll at least put the, hey, it's a disease and something needs to be looked at out here. So then we have a mobile app that all this is synced with, so an agronomist or a scout or a consultant can take the mobile app out to the field and everything's geolocated, so they can walk right to a place and ground truth it. So the benefits of this, in my opinion, are being able to thoroughly scout fields, because I've scouted fields my whole life, and you go out and you make a little loop through them and get back in the truck and move to the next place. So this is a very thorough way to find out what's going on in your field, and if there are things, it's all very easily looked at and walked right to rather than having to search.
Yeah, it sounds like it would save a lot of time.
Yeah, it saves a lot of time, and again, I think the best benefit of it is just the completeness of the scouting job of a field.
So do you work in conjunction with people who do soil testing and then you do the above?
Not necessarily. We do, but it's not. It's a coincidence more than on purpose, because the co-ops or whoever will either do their own grid soil sampling or have someone do it. But it seems that it's more of the progressive companies that do those kinds of things already are the ones that will adapt and try what we're delivering.
That's pretty cool. Drone technology is a field that's grown over the last decade, as I'm sure you've learned by doing this job and then seeing it as an agronomist. And what are some of the new features we'll be able to see that are coming up?
It's continually evolving. This year, one of the later season things that we came out with was we trained. It takes about 10,000 images for the machine to learn one new thing. So we were able to over time here, and by the end of this season, train it to count tassels, and we can use that to do some yield estimation.
So it's an international company that you work for, correct?
Yeah, yep.
And so they're just learning about Nebraska, or how long have they had presence here?
No. Well, our company in general has only been around for about a year and a half. But our leadership team is they're all from Tel Aviv, and but they all have farming backgrounds, or their families farm. They're very much more in the know about Midwest crops than I thought they would when I went to work for them.
That's really interesting. So for the state of Nebraska, how do they regulate drone usage?
It's more of a national thing, I believe, and I don't have my license. I have to get it, but it's very similar to taking the test to fly a single engine aircraft. You have certain height restrictions. You have there's infringement on someone's personal space requirements that you had to be aware of. There's just a lot of things, and most of it actually is common sense that is required to get a drone license, other than the technical parts of being able to read charts and knowing all that stuff. But it's a lot of it actually is just very common sense.
That is so interesting. Where do you take the test?
There's several places you can take it. We actually have a dealer in up in Northwest Iowa that will put on a class about two or three times a year, and he'll bring an instructor in, and however many people, they try to get 12 to 15 people at a time, and they'll do the class one day, and then the next day they'll all take the test at the airport. So typically that's where the testing is done, is at an airport somewhere.
Wow, I bet you're excited about getting that. Yeah, that'll be really cool.
Yeah.
I just have one last question for you, and we ask this for all of our podcast guests. What is your hidden talent, Tim Pearson?
Oh, geez.
Yeah. That's the toughest question we have here.
That is a toughie. I don't know. I guess if you asked anybody that knew me, it'd probably be being able to talk to anybody anywhere and have a friend that you didn't know before you showed up.
That's a good skill to have as a salesperson, for sure. If people wanted to get in touch with you for more information on Taranis and drones, where would they get a hold of you?
We have a website, www.taranis.ag, or to contact me. I live in Syracuse, Nebraska. And my phone number is 402-269-0799.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for joining us. And I would love to have you back sometime after you get your license. You can tell us how the test was and what you've been doing with it.
You bet. Thank
All right.
You.
Thank you. If you would like to hear more from Tim Pearson, be sure to check them out at our Ag Update. It's going to be December 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Southwest in Lincoln, Nebraska. You can find out more information at www.na-ba.com.